The Torah in Parashas Kisetze teaches us the mitzvah of shicha. The pasuk says, "Kisiksa ketzircha besada." If you're cutting grain, produce in the field, v'shachachta ayme besada, and you leave some bundles behind, the Torah says, "Leisoshav lekachdoi." You leave those bundles. The mitzvah is to leave those bundles matnas laniyim for the poor people. The man yirecha Hashem lekach. The pasuk concludes, fulfilling for the S'chus, for the privilege of fulfilling the mitzvah, you brach l'man yivarecha Hashem alkecha b'chol ma'asa yodecha. And the Tosefta Masechta Peya Perigimel tells us the following episode. Ma'asa b'chos echad sheshochach oimer b'toich sadehu. There was the chassid who left some oimer in his field. V'amul b'noi, he told his son, tzei v'hakar v'lai par l'oila par l'shlamim. After he fulfilled the mitzvah shicha, he asked his son to bring a kabanis, kaban oyla, kaban shlomim, on his behalf. Amalai benai. So his son says to him, Abba, father, mari isa l'smayach b'mitzvah zu yois mikal mitzvah shebetayra. What makes you rejoice with this mitzvah more than any other mitzvah? Amalai. So his father responded, kal mitzvah shebetayra nas lan amakam l'dateinu. All mitzvahs need to be performed with intention to fulfill a mitzvah. V'zu, the mitzvah of shicha, is the one exception. It's a mitzvah shloila datenu, that we don't need to have intention. Not only do we not have need to have intention, if we have intention, then it's not shicha, because the definition of shicha is that you forgot. She'ilu asinu b'ratzon l'fnei amakim, if we would try to have intention, we only have the opportunity to fulfill this mitzvah only because of a shochachta, as the pasuk says. We forget. So said the father to the son, if a mitzvah that I didn't have any intention, I had no intention to fulfill a mitzvah, the Torah gives me credit as if I did have intention to fulfill a mitzvah. Certainly, said the father to his son, Hamaskavin liskais, someone who has intention to fulfill a mitzvah, v'zocha, and he does the mitzvah with intention, alachas kama v'kama, how great is that performance of a mitzvah. We see here what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking for us is not the mitzvah shicha, as the father tells his son. The mitzvah shicha is an exception. Normally, the way to fulfill a mitzvah is, the father says to the son, by intending to fulfill a mitzvah. Rabbi Eliyahu Lapian was once walking in the streets of Yerushalayim, and he saw an individual who was fixing the road in Yerushalayim. And he said, wow, what an unfortunate situation this is. And the people who were walking with him say, why do you see here that is so unfortunate? He says, this person who is fixing the roads of Yerushalayim is doing an incredible mitzvah, the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. What's missing? He's just thinking about fixing the road. He isn't intending to fulfill the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us opportunities to do mitzvahs, but we have to intentionally want to fulfill the mitzvah. Otherwise, we could be doing something which is a mitzvah and we will lose out the opportunity HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us to be doing a mitzvah. The true great Rebbes, the Noam Elimelech, and his brother, the Rebbe Reb Zisha, were once walking and they met a young boy and they were so impressed with this boy that they said they have to meet this boy's parents. And they came to this boy's parents' home to see what caused parents to have such a wonderful child. And the father of this boy wasn't home. The mother was home. And they asked the mother, how were you zoicha to have such a wonderful child? And she said, you know, every Friday night when my husband sings the Zmiris, he cries bitter tears nonstop tears when he says the words "V'yiska liros banim ubnei banim," that we should have the schus, we should have the privilege to have children and descendants. Oiskim b'tayra u'b'mitzvus lishma. Mitzvus tayra don't come without lishma. Don't come without thinking about them. And children don't grow up to be great individuals unless we intentionally all the time think about how are we going to raise them? How are we going to educate them? How are we going to be mechanech them? Mitzvahs need intention. And the Jew who has that proper intention is zoche to have children who are oiskim b'banim u'bnei banim. The Chochma Sodom, the Chaya Adam, was written by a great individual, Rav Avram Dantzig. Rav Avram Dantzig was a businessman. He was not a Rav, he was not a Rosh Hashiva. He was a great Talmud Chacham. And in his Hagdoma to the Sefer Chochmas Adam, he writes, one could wonder, how did I have the schus to write this Sefer, Chaya Adam, Chochmas Adam? I spend my life on the road. I spend my life in my place of business, and how am I able to succeed also in learning? So he quoted a Gemara in Masechta Yevamos Daf Lamed Daled Amud Beis. He says, if a woman does not have intention, woman comes of childbearing age, and she doesn't have intention to get married, and she lives like that for 10 years, the Gemara says she will never be able to have children. But the Gemara says, even if a woman is waiting for a shidduch for a long time, but she's constantly waiting and hoping and davening, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help that I will get married, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help that I will get married and I will be able to have children, then, says the Gemara, that woman, even if she waited a long time till she got married, will have children. What's the difference? He says, if somebody puts his mind to something, if somebody's mind is thinking about doing a mitzvah, or somebody's mind is thinking about learning Torah, and a woman is thinking that eventually HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help me and I will have children, that woman will have children. And that person who wants to learn Torah will learn Torah. It's what you put your mind to. It's what I intend to accomplish. And he continues to say, he says, the Pasuk in Iyov says, Taim Amma Loi Bihu, V'yam Amma Ein Me'ad Ein Amadi. He says, the depths of the world say the Torah is not here. And the ocean says, Ein Imadi. And he asked the question, why by Tahoim does it say Loi Bihi? It's now with me. And by the Yam it says it's Ein Imadi. So he says, if somebody asks for a loan from a wealthy person, but that wealthy person has all of his money currently tied up, so that person is not a person that doesn't have money. He just doesn't have it this moment. That's the person of Eini Modi. I don't have it this moment. But if you ask a loan from a person who has no money because he's unfortunately poor, so Sloy Bihi, I don't have it at all. We love sometimes, says the Chaya Adam, live in a situation of Eini Modi. I don't have currently the opportunity to do the mitzvah. But what we're supposed to be careful is to leave it in a situation, to leave it with the idea that Eini Modi, right now I don't have the opportunity to do that mitzvah. Right now I don't have the opportunity to learn Torah. I'm preoccupied with something else. But never are we allowed to come to a situation of Loi Bi, that I'm not connected to that Torah. As long as a person remains connected and remains with the intention to fulfill the mitzvah, even if this moment he can't, it's still, he has the opportunity and will have the schus to eventually fulfill the mitzvah. And actually, as we stand in the days of Elul, the Zera Kodesh says that the Pasuk says, Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha v'nashuva. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell Klal Yisrael, says the Medrash? We say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha v'nashuva, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to us, Shuvah Elai v'shuvah Elechem. And most Mefarshim explain that this is a debate between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who should make the first move. Says the Zera Kodesh, there's no debate here. All HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to us, Shuva Elai, take the first step. As the Medrash says, Pischuli Pesach Kepeschei Shemachet, make the slightest crack of an opening. Show what your intentions are. And the moment HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you will show that that is your intention. Your intention is Shuva Elai, to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then immediately, Vashuva Aleichem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will do everything to make myself available to you. All HaKadosh Baruch Hu says is make that move. And the moment we make that move, we will be Zoicha to Hasheveinu Hashem Eilecha v'Neshuva.